And since last night, President Bush called out not only Saddam Hussein, but his sons to leave the country, we thought we'd get a hold of one of the sons. And Odice is kind of a colorful character, I guess, in the world of evil dictators and their family. He dresses real wild. He's a playboy. He's a womanizer, all this stuff. So we'll talk to him.
All right.
Hello, yes. What is it?
Yeah, could we speak to Odai Hussein, please?
Oh, who's calling?
This is the Dunham and Miller Show on the Ticket in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Oh, America. Hey, hello, America. Hey, wait a minute. This is ridiculous. It is my father you want, not me.
Well, our president last night said that you, your brother, and your father have 48 hours to get out of the country.
Yes, I hear him say that, but please let me tell you now, I love America. I love it. I want to go to Hollywood and have American sex with all of you beautiful starlets.
I don't know if we...
it's all die. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Come on, focus on Saddam's mustache, not mine.
Well, all right, it says here that you were a strong candidate to succeed your father. You were going to become the leader and dictator of Iraq, but you were shot badly and injured back in 1996.
Yes, it was very unfortunate. I got shot in the butt by the husband of some bitch. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
sir.
It was, you know, I was booty calling her 5-6 times a week, and the husband found out. It was a mess. She keyed my car. He started showing up at my work. It was a nightmare.
That kind of stuff goes on over there?
Of course it does. We're just like you. We are human just like you. Listen, I don't care about bombs and weapons of... what do you call them? Mass destruction. Listen, I care about bling bling and big breasts, just like you.
Well, I'd like to.
You give me the ladies, I will deliver my father's mustache. Deal? Deal?
Well, we can't make deals like that.
I'd like to dispute that,
yes,
by
Craig.
The way. You sound like a, what'd you say?
I said, yes, Craig.
I never told you my name.
Fernando called the hell time.
Oh, okay. Well, you say that you're.
Yes, what is it? What did I say? Yes.
You say you're a peace-loving man.
Yes.
But it says here in this bio that you have a reputation for brutality, that you've wounded and killed several men.
Ah, come on. Where do you get that? The internet? I believe things you see on the internet.
Well,
yes, so I killed and wounded several men, but haven't we all?
No,
I haven't.
Oh, well, then forget that point. But listen, let me tell you about those men. They had called me a name. They called me a name. They called me Odai.
Well, that's your name.
Well, yes, it is correct, but isn't that still calling me a name? Come on, you can't argue with logic because logic will argue with you.
Yeah, I guess you have a point. This is Odai Hussein, one of Saddam's sons, being asked to leave the country, by the way, by our country. So you better get out if you know what's good for you. Also, in your bio, it says that you're known as a womanizer with a flamboyant wardrobe that ranges from cowboy boots to flowing gold-embroidered Arab robes.
What is that? Come on. That is nothing. That is womanizer, yes. Flamboyant, no. That sounds gay, and I'm not gay, no. So sometimes I wear some outfits, you know. Is wearing a ballerina outfit flamboyant? I don't know.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
I don't think so, but by the way, I think it is a very good look to wear cowboy boots with long, flowing, gold-embroidered robes.
Well, okay.
What it doesn't say there is that they also top it off with a gold football helmet that lights up and has robot arms that come out of it.
What?
Wow.
That's really odd.
Yes, it's fun. It's fun to play dressy-dressy while everyone's making these weapons of fast destruction.
Mass destruction.
And, you know, you are, you're supposed to be pretty cruel, too. We heard it's not just your dad, but, you know, you've been a part of some brutality yourself, haven't you?
Hey, I was young and in love. What do you want? I don't know.
Well, that is no excuse for brutality.
Well, you know what you call brutality. Maybe I call just having a good Friday night.
And maybe that's why we're about to take military action.
Whatever. You bring it on, you muses. I don't care.
It says here that
we call the muses.
Now that you're not in charge of the military, that you run Iraq's popular newspaper and popular youth TV channel.
Yes. See, I am very proud of my television network.
See?
Yes, we used to be a WBA affiliate, no?
No.
Sure, we used to have the Dawson's Creek and the Seventh Heaven, and that was all right, and we had all of that. But now we lost our WB affiliate because they are mad with our country, and so we have our own shows that I myself have pioneered and produced.
Oh, really? What what are some of those shows?
Oh, no.
Well, we have a comedy show called Live from the Rape Room. It's Saturday night.
Oh my gosh, sir. That is the most callous response.
A new family show called Your Burka is Askew, You Must Die.
Oh my gosh.
That doesn't sound entertaining.
And also, we have done a remake of the American show All in the Family that we call Die All Americans.
Gosh.
Come on. We are not.
That's not funny.
Love us. Love us.
No, we're not going to love you. And if you want to save your hide, you better get out of the country.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Please, believe me, I do want to go. You know, you after my father's mustache, not my mustache. Let's get that very straight. And I want to tell you now that I must go to have blasphemously used Islam to further my own political and sexual needs right now. So I need to get going, but stay hard and tell the hotline I say hello.
Okay.
I like his stuff, and if I can get out of the country within the next 48 hours, I'm going to try to make it to Guy's Night Out.
Well, oh, I don't know
you're
that
not
we...
welcome.
Yeah, you're not welcome there.
I want to dance on the Gaiote Ugly Bar, and I will win.
Okay.
And you can vote for me. I'll be the one in the gold-embroidered sewing robe and the football helmet with robot on.
Okay, we'll see ya.
Good morning to you!
Good morning.
Bye.